truth be told, you can make wine pretty much out of any fruit or vegetable. You can make wine out of onions. You can make wine out of broccoli. Of course, you have to be a little bit daring for that. You're listening to Winery Crasher, the podcast where we pair wines with everyday foods, review wines under $20, and welcome you, even if you drink wine from a mason jar. This is Wine Culture with Attitude. And welcome to Winery Crasher. I am your host, Connor, and today we finally have another episode. I've been pretty busy and haven't been able to upload many episodes with work and other activities, one of those activities being actually making my own wine. I got some Shiraz grapes from a good family friend of mine who has a little vineyard, a couple that has a vineyard in their backyard. And I've been working on that, spending a lot of time trying to make the best wine I can make. So today I thought, let's talk a little bit about making wine and how you can get into the hobby. If you want a hobby where you are constantly anxious and striving to be in total control of everything all of the time, then winemaking is for you. Today I'll be talking about how I started making wine, and I think it's a plan that pretty much anybody can follow. Really, it's a plan that pretty much anybody does follow when they learn how to make wine. We'll be talking about wine kits, fruit wine making wine from fruit other than grapes, and then finally some basic rules that you should be following or keeping in mind as you begin this hobby. Winemaking overall is easy to start and very difficult to master. I've noticed it's a hobby where you have to take the jump and then really learn and make mistakes as you go along. There is not much of another option. Firstly, I began making wine in 2017 using 1 gallon wine kits. Most wine kits make 6 gallons of wine or maybe 5 gallons of wine, but there are also 1 gallon kits available to buy. When I first heard about wine kits, I almost thought that they were like cheating, if that makes sense. But I want you to understand, if you're interested in making wine, they're not cheating. They just give you all the ingredients necessary to make a good wine. You are still in the driver's seat. You still have to make adjustments as necessary. You still have to monitor your wine. You have to follow all the best practices that you can. They just have the tools together in one kit for you to do so easily. And they make wine pretty quickly. If you want to try a wine that you make after a few months, that is certainly possible through a wine kit. They're designed that way. You can also age them. Again, you are in the driver's seat. But they teach you all the tools. They give you all the tools. They teach you all the things to build that foundation for making wine because you need that foundation. Many advanced amateur winemakers still make wine from kits because there are a huge variety of options and styles available. There are many high-end kits that can produce like wines that are comparable to a high-end supermarket wine, you know, $20 to $30 a bottle and maybe even on up, depending again on what you do. I personally love wine kits because I can choose any kind of wine that I want to make at any time of the year. Like, say, I want to make a Sauvignon Blanc. I can get that kit at any time of the year as opposed to maybe only during the fall when I can buy fresh grapes. That's what is so great about kits, too. This is important to note that fresh grapes are only really available once a year and maybe twice a year if you're willing to get grapes shipped to you. So we have the crush. Right now we are in the crush season, late summer, early fall, when grapes are being harvested, when a lot of other fruits and vegetables are being harvested. And that is when grapes locally are available here in America or Canada in the Northern Hemisphere. if you want to get grapes shipped, there are countries like Chile, obviously being in the southern hemisphere, that harvest grapes in the spring. So that is an option as well. But if you want fresh grapes, those are really the only two times of year that you can get them. With kits, on the other hand, you can get pretty much any varietal you want at any time of the year, and you can get some different blends as well. Therefore, if you want to make wine outside of the crush or harvest season, say, like I made Cabernet Sauvignon, started it in December of last year, then kits are a fantastic option. So you'll want your wine kit, and then you'll also want an equipment kit. Virtually any winemaking or beer brewing store, online or brick and mortar, will have a kit available for you to buy. And it gives you all the equipment necessary to make the wine with your wine kit. This equipment lasts far beyond making wine with just one kit. You can use it for many different batches. Another fantastic way to learn winemaking is to make fruit wines. It's somewhat of a misnomer, obviously, because grapes are a fruit. But when I say fruit wines, I mean wines made from fruit other than grapes. It's easy to go to the supermarket and find fruit in stock that you want to try and make wine with. I would steer clear of making wine from table grapes, the snacking grapes, you know, the big juicy grapes that you find in the plastic bags at the store, because they're made for eating. The wine you end up making with table grapes will probably be pretty watery and thin. Fruit wines often fall short in one way or another. There is a big reason why grapes are so widely used in wine. They have the perfect balance of acid, sugar, and tannin necessary to make a good, tasty, structured wine. Most fruits otherwise have, you know, less sugar or less tannin, less acid. You need to make these adjustments. And then in my personal opinion, they fall short on flavor unless you sweeten them a little bit. Truth be told, you can make wine pretty much out of any fruit or vegetable. You could make wine out of onions. You can make wine out of broccoli. Of course, you have to be a little bit daring for that. I learned all of my fruit winemaking through a book called The Joy of Home Winemaking by Terry Gary. And I'll leave a link in the show notes. It gives you, I think, dozens, if not possibly hundreds, of fruit wine recipes. There is also, let me take a look here. There are several different little like pamphlets / handbooks available. I have the Winemaker's Recipe Handbook. I got it for $5. Thin little book, but it's still a wealth of information if you want to learn about fruit wines. Because fruit wines fall short in one way or another, you learn a lot about what makes a good balanced wine with the acid, the sugar, and the tannins. I've made several very interesting fruit wines over the past few years. I've made peach, I have made pineapple, banana, guava, blood orange, and tomato. Have I made anything else? I think those are the six that I've made. Unfortunately, most of them ended up down the drain, but I got experience, and that is what matters. So both kits and fruit wines have given me the experience necessary to make a good quality wine. Still learning a whole lot, still have a lot to learn, but I have a good foundation to work from. Now, if you are interested in making wine, there is one word you have to know and follow to the T. That word is sanitation. You must learn how to thoroughly sanitize all of your equipment and keep your wine sanitized. This is where that controversial ingredient sulfites comes in. Sulfites are meant to be a preservative, and they are meant to sanitize. They kill all the bacteria and wild yeast necessary so that you don't get anything bad in your wine. You want the yeast that you use that makes the characteristics you want to successfully ferment your fruit. If you don't worry about sanitation, you may end up with vinegar or, worse, a wine with pretty bad flavors. I think I just gave the quickest course in winemaking ever. This is only the tip of the iceberg. I want you to keep in mind that if we wanted to talk about winemaking, there could be an entire podcast lasting many years and hundreds of episodes on this subject because there's so much to learn. But in my experience, you can learn as you go. If you're truly interested in making wine and calling yourself a vintner, just take the leap. That is it for today's episode. If you want to see more about my personal winemaking, make sure to follow my Instagram, @winerycrasher. I'm posting a lot more about my process with these fresh grapes that I got from my family friend. And it's been very fun showing everything that I've been doing. So check it out and let me know what you think. As always, thank you so much for listening. And remember that your life is valuable and so are the lives of others. Be responsible in all of your choices when drinking alcohol. See you next time. Cheers. Winery Crasher is proudly produced in New Mexico, home of America's first wine country.